performs no services, but draws a salary anyway.
A leech.
Would you call that a politician? would you call that a payroller? Or would you ever hear that used?
No, I've never heard it. You might call him a freeloader. I've never heard it called a payroller.
If a person has a friend and it's working maybe on the city council or something and can get a zoning law passed or something, you might say that he has political
pull.
What would you call a large food store in a shopping center?
Supermarket.
And a small neighborhood store?
Grocery store.
What if it opened early and closed late, and you know, it's just kind of
a convenience store.
What different kinds of convenience stores would you have around here? The names, like 7-Eleven.
Oh, you have 7-Eleven. You have Zippy Mart. You have gosh, there's so many of them. Yeah, think of the names. Jackson's, Mini Mart.
Mm-hmm. Would you have one that maybe you were likely, if you were in a conversation with someone?
Can I, excuse me, can I?
Sure. No problem. Would you, one of these convenience stores, if you were just telling somebody to run down to the, would you say maybe run down to the...
We say run down to 7-Eleven.
Would it matter if it were, say, a Minute Market or something, or another chain? Could you still call it a 7-Eleven?
No, 7-Eleven is a chain name, but they're the only ones that are in our immediate neighborhood, so they were the only ones that we would use, and there are not any others. Mm-hmm. Close enough for us to use, so it's either up the street to the 7-Eleven or around to the 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever just say, do you think someone would understand what you meant if you said go down to the 7-Eleven, if it were a Minute Mark?
Oh yeah, sure. 7-Eleven mm-hmm. Was the first of the kind, so. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood?
Laundromat.
Would you ever have another name for that? Or ever hear it called anything?
No, laundromats.
What might you have to throw clothes in if they're dirty?
Hamper.
Well, what would you call that? Something hamper?
Clothes hamper.
What would you mop with if you... If you had to mop, you might use a mop and water, and the water might be in a...
Bucket, or pail, or a tub.
What kinds of machines might people have at their home for reducing a lot of garbage, maybe? What would you call it?
Compactor.
What would you call a person who would probably be in charge of all of the formalities and technicalities of a funeral?
Funeral director.